In 1809, the town of Twickenham was founded by Leroy Pope near a spring in northeast Alabama. It was named after the town in England. However, that name would not stick.
1811, the name of Twickenham changed to Huntsville.
That's Julian Butler. He's the chairman of Huntsville and Madison County's bicentennial celebrations. He says patriotism played a key part in the name change.
You got a picture. We're talking 1811 and we're talking about 1776. We're not that far from the American Revolution, and anything British wasn't real popular. John Hunt was the man who came, built a cabin at the Big Spring, still in downtown Huntsville. So the name was changed to Huntsville.
This was also about the time Huntsville officially became a city, and an important one at that.
1811, an act was passed by the Mississippi Territory Legislature incorporating Huntsville. And so the city of Huntsville is the first incorporated municipality in the state of Alabama. Madison County had the largest population of any county in the state. And so it was a logical place.
Butler says the historical part of town has not changed that much since then either.
The downtown Huntsville area is still essentially as it was in 1810. But you have a little portion of two streets have been changed. But other than that, if you walk down the street, you walk down the street as it was in 1810.
And you can see where early lawmakers lived and met near an area now known as Constitution Village. This is where we find Bart Williams. He's the executive director of the Early Works family of museums.
Being a rather bustling downtown for the time, there were inns and hotels and taverns close by, within a minute walk of this area. So they were always scattering around, having little committee meetings and little sidebars everywhere they went. But let's walk on up.
We walk up to a large building that used to be a cabinet shop.
And Constitution Hall, as we call it today, the large white two-story white frame wood building, is where they met.
Inside, we find a large open room with period cabinetry tools and the smell of a wood shop. But, Williams says, 200 years ago, it wasn't too different.
There were chairs scattered about, the Windsor-type chairs, small tables. In my mind, when I first thought about it, I thought, oh, it's going to have to look like the Continental Congress and where they met and everything, you know, and all the formation of the chairs was perfect, and it wasn't that way. They were meeting in an empty warehouse, so to speak.
But why move the government from St. Stephen's in South Alabama to Huntsville in the first place? The answer, it seems, was politics. Alabama's territorial governor and first state governor, William Wyatt Bibb, had plans to make a capital in the wilderness at Cahaba, but it wasn't even built yet.
There was a committee in the territorial legislature who was supposed to make a recommendation, and they recommended Tuscaloosa.
Jim Lewis is the author of the book Lost Capitals of Alabama. Lewis says there was some wheeling and dealing involved in the course of picking the first state capital.
But Bibb kind of beat him to the punch. He got this legislation passed, and to appease some in the north, up in the Huntsville area, he said that they would make Huntsville the temporary capital while Cahaba was being built.
Now, there are some that say that Huntsville's title of capital doesn't count. But Lewis says this is where the first state meetings happened.
They're trying to say it's not a capital. It is. In the territorial capital, they had a session. Alabama was still a territory. And they passed legislation setting up a form of government. They met again in November 1817. By this time, they had been assured of statehood, but it hadn't been granted yet. But they went ahead with their first session of Congress. This wasn't a territorial legislature the next time around. It was really for the state, although the state didn't exist.
He does admit that it is kind of a murky situation.
So it really is not officially the first capital of the state. It was kind of in a limbo situation.
Julian Butler backs up the idea that Huntsville is one of Alabama's capitals by reading from the book Three Capitals by William H. Brantley.
1818, the territorial legislature provided that the temporary seat of government shall be and remain at Huntsville until suitable buildings and accommodations can be provided at the town of Cahaba.
Butler says once Alabama applied for statehood and had written a constitution, everything happened very quickly.
All 44 delegates signed the document on August 12th. It was transmitted to Congress. Congress approved it. It goes to James Monroe, and he signs it on December 14th.
The speed of which still surprises Butler.
If you picture both the communications and transportation that would have existed in 1819, the fact that we go from zero to statehood in 10 months is almost impossible to believe.
Huntsville is the first of Alabama's capitals to thrive after the government was moved. It continues to be one of the fastest-growing cities in the state. Next time, we'll look at the first official state capital and see how it fared. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Huntsville.